I'm Steve Miller reporting. The official heading the Todd Cave rescue operation says the four boys brought out from the flooded cave by divers on Monday are safe and conscious and now in the hospital. A total of eight of the 12 boys have now been brought out. Danish diver Ivan Karadzic took part in Sunday's rescue and told NBC's Today the boys did not have any training in cave diving.
Young kids that are in no way trained to do cave diving. Cave diving requires a lot of training, and it's still dangerous even for the best cave divers. Considering the situation they've been through the last 2 weeks or a little bit more, they were very, very calm, and they are some incredibly strong kids.
The British government says Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, has resigned amid a widening split in the cabinet over Brexit. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports no placement's been named.
Theresa May's office said in a terse statement that the Prime Minister had accepted the Foreign Secretary's resignation and would name a replacement soon. Boris Johnson quitting adds to divisions over Brexit that threaten to tear apart the government. Johnson, one of the best known and most flamboyant members of the government, quit just hours after the resignation late Sunday of Brexit Secretary David Davis, the government's top EU negotiations official. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he has confidence North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will honor the contract we signed for Pyongyang to denuclearize and alleged that China may be exerting negative pressure on the deal because of the United States' posture on Chinese trade. The comment came on Twitter Monday after North Korea's weakened accusation that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made gangster-like demands. This is VOA News. Russia says it would be absurd to link Moscow to the death of a British woman who died after being exposed.